The spring meeting for the American Cotton Producers was held last week in Dallas, Texas. Nathan Reed, chairman of the American Cotton Producers of the National Cotton Council, provides an update from the meeting and key agenda items impacting U.S. cotton growers.
We had quite a few good guests, and it was a wonderful meeting. One, we had Ed Messina, the deputy director of programs for the EPA. He's over the approval of pesticides and regulations of pesticides with the EPA. And then we had updates from all the officers in the council and the different programs. One is the trust protocol, which if you're a cotton farmer, we encourage you to go out and sign up for that. It's our sustainability program that was created by the cotton industry. Very simple and easy to sign up. And I would encourage you, if you're a cotton farmer in America, to please go sign up for the U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol. Daryl Ernest with the Cotton Classing Office. He's over all the cotton classing offices in the country. This was his last meeting. So I've been involved with ACP for 10 years plus, and he's been to every meeting that I've been to. And speaks and updates us on the USDA classing offices, and he is retiring at the end of April. So it was his last meeting. And then also Jody Arrington, the chairman of the House Budget Committee, he spoke to us, and that's going to be with the Farm Bill coming up. It's crucial that we have the right funding and financing for it, and the pathway through that is through the House Budget Committee. It's one of the avenues. So it was very good to hear him speak and hear his support of the cotton industry.